When the threshing crew arrived, she'd add in some leaves, then cover the table with a stiff white cloth, dust off the plated silver and the serving bowls, which she'd heap full of mashed potatoes, boats full of gravy. They'd spoon sugar into tiny coffee cups held by rough hands, scrubbed red but stained with grease from tinkering with the powertrain belt that broke in the field. She cut the cake while they ate in silence, this gathering of men, bound by blood and common need, and by the desire for just one more slice of that lemon cake before I go, if it wouldn't be too much trouble.